Welcome to the Everyday Ironman podcast, where we talk to real athletes just like you and me that are working to achieve an incredible goal. My name is Mike Bosch, and I'm excited to welcome back to the podcast for her second check-in, Brooke Fuller. Brooke, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
We are, it's going great. We're excited to see you. We're excited to hear how things are going. I shared with you moments ago, I did get questioned how you are and are we still following your journey? And I reminded everybody, I was like, hey, it's a long journey. It's not a quick journey. This isn't a sprint to the finish. Like we're on track. We're doing good. But I think it's important to make sure that we acknowledge that, you know, life doesn't always go the way that we think that we're going to go. And for anybody that's watching this on YouTube, I want to apologize about this crazy graphics that I got. I'm dealing with a situation that we'll talk about another time, but anyway, so let's start, Brooke. How are you feeling?
I am feeling good. I have a half marathon on Sunday, and yeah, I'm excited.
This Sunday,
yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, oof. Like a few days from now. So I just finished a run like 9 minutes before I hopped on, so I still got some sweat going on here. But I am excited.
Right off the course.
Yeah. I'm excited to run the half. That way I can start focusing on swimming and biking more and get in the pool and
awesome.
Start looking for some bikes. So I'm excited. Feeling good.
Cool. So you're doing the Oklahoma City Half Marathon, which is this Sunday. I did not realize it was that soon.
Yeah.
Boy, this last month has just really flown by, which is super crazy. Mm-hmm. At one point, there was conversation around you running the full, which, you know, life throws us curveballs. And we know as endurance athletes that we have to alter and pivot and switch gears. And we should always have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and an escape plan. So if you don't mind, was there a reason that you elected to do that? Or is it just you're feeling this is a better plan for you?
Yeah, so I ran 14 miles twice. I ran 16 miles twice and felt good through those first few longer runs. And then my knee started acting up. And so knowing that I wanted to do a try, I have a sprint try in July. And then also knowing that, okay, so last year I ran the half. I ran three actually. And I thought, you know, I might as well run the marathon while I'm in shape. Almost having this thought of, well, I'm just going to do it and then be done with running. But it's become a big part of my life again. And so I thought, you know, I don't have to do it next, like this year. I can do it in 5 years or
100%.
Next year. But didn't want to injure myself. So once I dropped my running, like my mileage back down, my knee started feeling much better. So I thought, you know, I don't want to risk it at this point. I'll do it one day, but decided not to do it now.
And that's a safe bet. I mean, there's those are things that we deal with, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's definitely listen to your body, right? You want to make sure that that you don't do any damage or get injured. Much better to play it a little bit safe. I mean, obviously, I think there's times where it's almost like when having a kid. I remember when my wife and I were like, well, if you wait till you're ready, you're never going to have kids.
Right.
And so I think it's a balance between those two things. I know several athletes that the only marathon that they have ever run is at the end of an Ironman. Like they're like, I don't, you know, why would I want to go out and do that? Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So you are feeling good coming into the half marathon this weekend. Is it a hilly course?
It's not as bad as Tulsa.
Okay.
It's not. You may have not. Have you ever ran Tulsa?
No.
Tulsa? It's that one's hilly.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it was annoying hilly. But it's pretty flat for the most part. There are a few significant hills, but nothing too bad. So
okay, so nothing that you're super nervous about. You're like, hey, it's gonna be. And what about the weather? Is it gonna be a good weather day?
So as of yesterday, it was supposed to be Nice. But I'm really nervous about the wind. I'm looking right now.
Yeah.
Because the wind has been terrible. Don't mind me.
Well, we're not that far from each other. Maybe 5 hours. And my wife just a few minutes ago said, hey, it's going to be storms this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And because I was planning on working on a fence. Mm-hmm. And so I just that made me think of that just now. I did not realize that the marathon was this weekend. I thought we still had another week.
Right.
Oh, that means we're almost into May.
Yes. Almost there. Almost May. It's going to be 61 is the low and then 78 is the high, sunny. No wind as of now. So it'll be... It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good weather. And so are you feeling good about your hydration, your nutrition plan?
Yes. So this was the first time around that I've been training that I've actually focused more on eating well. Okay. So during my last runs, I would get to about mile 9 and just crash. And I'm like, why? Mm. And so I bought some of those. Are they honey stingers, lemon stingers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something like that. But I don't know if that's it. And I've been using those, and that has helped me a lot to be able to finish a lot. Like my last 5K is normally a lot faster than my first 5K. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about that. And much better this go around.
Are you going to take your hydration with you? Will you be carrying it with you? Or are you going to use the on-course fluid that's available, the water or the Gatorade or whatever?
I will use the on-course fluid. I get really annoyed by the sloshing when I run with a bottle.
Yeah.
So I'll just take what's on course and then carry those chewies, whatever they're called, in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm actually jealous of the athletes that can run with a water bottle in their hand. I cannot do that for that same reason. It's that sloshing of the fluid around. Now, I have a hand bottle that I carry, so it's not a water bottle, but it's a hand bottle. And for some reason, it doesn't slosh around as much, but it doesn't hold as much fluid either. Uh-huh. So it's pros and cons.
Yeah.
Okay. So after you crush the Oklahoma City Half Marathon on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, will we be able to track you?
Oh, yes.
Will there be a tracker?
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, send me a link.
Yeah.
I was able to track Ashley when she ran like the Kansas City Marathon or the Atlanta Marathon. I don't know. That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I tracked you for a bit at Oceanside.
Did you? Yeah.
I did.
He probably got tired. You're like, what is he doing? So you know what's funny? So this isn't about me, but I'm going to share this one little bit because I might not get the opportunity to share it again later. So I finally have gotten around to putting my bike back together. So it's the race was like 3 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. My rear brake is dragging. Now, I'm not making excuses, Brooke. I'm just stating a fact that my rear brake is dragging on my rim. I can't even spin my wheel and it go around 2 times without it stopping. So that might have played into my incredibly long bike split. I think that was it for sure. Yeah. So I got to take it to the bike shop and have the brake cable and the whatever that thing, the caliper, whatever, adjusted, because it's a mess. It's a mess. Anyway, so after you crush the Oklahoma City Half Marathon on Sunday, are we taking any time off or are we moving into triathlon specific training? Because you said you have your sprint try in July.
Yes. I probably won't take much time off. I'll probably just jump right in to the pool. I'll dive right in.
Jump right into the pool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been swimming recently or?
No, I did go a few times a couple of months ago. And then I was like, oh my gosh, that's when I was running those big runs and trying to do some swimming. And I thought, nope, I am going to focus on the half and then we'll get into swimming. So The pool that I'm going to use is about 25 minutes from my house. So going into summer, I'm a teacher at this point in my life, not going back in the fall. So after May, I will have lots more time to go swim and not have to worry about getting ready for work and things. So,
okay.
Yep.
And I know we've talked about it, but we'll just kind of recap. So you can swim, right?
Yes.
You have the correct front crawl freestyle technique, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of getting in there and getting a little bit more comfortable and getting logging in some laps, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I can swim. I was a lifeguard, but the whole breathing, I've got to practice that technique. And then my feet.
Yeah.
They don't do what I want them to do. They're not like pretty feet. It's like,
yeah.
You're welcome, YouTube. yeah. So there are some things that I need to work on technique wise, but I, you know, I can swim. I'm not going to drown. So,
okay, good. Not drowning is good. And so where are we on our hunt for a bike?
So I have looked on Facebook Marketplace. I have talked with a friend. He got into tries a few years ago, and he had mentioned letting me use his bike. He's about the same size as I am. So
perfect.
He's like, I think it would fit you well. So he recently moved out of town, so it's just trying to connect with him. But I have been looking around and chatting with him and knowing, like, okay, I got to figure something out soonish.
Okay. And you don't need a fancy bike for your first sprint triathlon, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe a road bike will get you a long way.
Mm-hmm.
What I've recently come to find is there's a lot of people that are in the camp, if you're only going to get one bike, buy a gravel bike and put road tires on it, and then you can do a little bit of everything. And so I actually took my gravel bike to the bike shop the other day, picked it up, and they put road tires on my extra rims. And so, because I don't think my road bike project's ever going to get done, I picked it up from the shop the other day. It had not been painted. So, I gave up on them. So we'll see. But do you have like a deadline in your mind to where you're like, okay, the race is, I think it's like the 22nd or something like that of July,
yeah,
right?
22nd, 23rd, somewhere there. Yeah, in that.
Yeah, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because I'm planning on being there.
Oh, man.
I'm planning on being there.
Okay.
Yeah, cheering you on. But do you have in your mind, you're like, okay, I need to be on a bike by this day, no later than. Do you have that kind of set in stone?
So I would like to probably have one mid-June.
Okay.
Like the one that I'll actually use there. I have my regular, what do you call it? Just my normal bike that I ride to work sometimes. I have that. So I'll probably I'll probably just ride that for a while, but I would like to get one probably mid-June. That way I can practice on it. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a pool swim, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like is it 300 or 500? 300 probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yards.
I think so. Yeah.
And then the bike is 12, 19? How many miles? Do you remember?
It's been a while since I looked. I need to go back and look.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a 5K. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be fine. Okay. And are you going to be following a training plan, Brooke, or are you going to be winging it? How are you getting yourself ready?
I will follow a plan. I haven't narrowed down which one I'm going to use yet, but I will. I have found that I'm much better when I follow some sort of training plan rather than just winging it on my own. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and take this opportunity one more time to say that I'm a Trotot ambassador. Okay, and I follow Trotot, and I think I pay $19 a month.
Okay.
For my training plan. Like it is so reasonable. And, I get prescribed workouts. There's flexibility. So, you know, if anybody out there's listening or like, hey, I want a training plan too, but I can't afford a coach, because that's where I'm at. I'm in the camp. I can't afford a coach. It is so reasonable. So, you know, you don't have to use it. I'm just saying, like, I've been very happy with it, and it is very reasonable. Okay. So definitely something to consider if you haven't found something else that you're already like locked into.
Mm-hmm.
Should at least, you know, maybe think about it, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I think you had sent me a link. I signed up for like a trial of it, and it looked really good. So I'll probably end up going with them since you are an ambassador for them.
I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador.
I'm signing up Sunday after the race. I'm signing up for Tridot.
Yeah, I don't make any money. I sent you Lauren's code. Like, I don't get nothing on this deal. I'm just very happy with the training platform, the feedback. It's tailored to me. It gives me specific targets. I'm very, very happy with it. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So besides getting in the pool, and besides getting a bike, and besides getting a training plan, is there anything else that you need to figure out?
I need to figure out what a solid goal is. I went to the Tridot. I signed up to set up, like, so it's tailored to me. And they're asking my, like, my swim splits. I'm like, I don't even know. So I need to go what's even a good average time?
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Because they'll have you do an assessment and then they'll know what your swim splits are, right?
Perfect. Okay.
But if you are, it depends on what you're looking for. Like, obviously, there's a whole range of numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Based on my individual research, okay, talking to people, doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of watching, it seems like 2 minutes per 100 is kind of the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
If you're faster than 2 minutes per 100, you're on the faster side. If you're at or around 2 minutes per 100, you're about an average swimmer. And if you're slower than 200, you're on the slower side. So as an example, when I started swimming, because I looked it up recently, I was at 2:35 per 100. Mm-hmm. That's what I was swimming at. It's two minutes and 35. I'm currently swimming at about a 152, not where I want to be, but still on the faster side of that 2 minute split. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're targeting your race and you're going to swim 300 yards, you're probably going to be somewhere around six minutes, 30 seconds, somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Right. Because a sprint triathlon is going to be jammed up. Even if you could swim a 2 minute per 100, you're probably not going to be able to in your very first sprint, because there's going to be a lot of people to navigate around and that mm-hmm. type of thing. Right. Plus you're going to go lane to lane instead of just mm-hmm. a straight down and back. So you're going to have to touch the wall, turn, and then go under the lane rope, which is a little awkward. So when you're in the pool, practice that. Because that's something I still struggle with when I go to the gym. Every once in a while, I'll change lanes. If I start swimming and I'm not in the lane that I want because somebody else is in the lane, and then after they leave, I move over a lane, it's an awkward motion to dive under that lane rope.
Mm-hmm.
So practice that if you haven't, because that'll be something you'll have to encounter on your sprint triathlon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know.
Cool. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we will be cheering for you on Sunday. I will be following you. I look forward to our next check-in, which will be in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then maybe as we get closer to your race, we'll check in a little quicker or a little more often. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me.
Cool. All right, Brooke. Well, you take care and good luck on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you have any questions, advice that you would like to share, or would like to be a guest on the show and share your story, you can email everydayironmanpodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to follow on Instagram @everydayironmanpodcast. Until next time, keep moving forward.